Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
How often does this happen to you? You log on to browse a website and you're confronted by that photo grid and you have to click all of the images of traffic lights or bridges or bicycles before you can get to the article or the page that you were looking for, and you end up tearing your hair out. They're CAPTCHA images designed to tell humans and robots apart. But if you think that they're getting harder, you might be right. Alan Smeaton, Professor of Computing at Dublin City University, is with me now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm fine. I thought it was my eyesight. I thought it was the size of the screen I was looking at. But they're actually becoming a little more difficult, are they?
They're getting more difficult indeed, because the AI, which can detect them automatically, is getting cleverer and cleverer. But they're not a new idea. They've been around for at least 15, 20 years. And as AI has improved with its ability to decipher them, they've had to make the CAPTCHAs get more and more difficult for us to do.
Yeah. So that they know we're not a robot and we are a human. Well, will you explain to us why we needed them in the first place?
Well, it all started probably 15, 20 years ago when those content owners of websites decided they didn't want to have their content scraped and used to train AI algorithms. And 15, 20 years ago, that wasn't such a big thing, but now it is such a big thing, because we now know that all of that scraped content is used to train algorithms like those that power ChatGPT, and now we're much more aware of it. So previously it was a bit niche and nobody really cared about it too much. Now we really do care about it, because we're seeing things like New York Times suing OpenAI because of this scraping activity and this downloading activity.
So you're saying that we do really need something in place to make sure that me browsing a website isn't an AI bot. But is this going to be good enough even in the near future?
Well, the first CAPTCHAs that came out were words. There were letters and numbers with squiggly bits added to them. And they were relatively easy to decide. But they're still around. Still around, some of those. And then the algorithms to detect what is the underlying word or letters became better and better. So they decided that we needed to get something cleverer. So then what happened was they used words which were cut out from scanned images of poor quality documents. So if you're trying to scan in a page in an old newspaper, for example, to do optical character recognition, the algorithms that were used in CAPTCHAs were used to build AI systems to do recognition of old newspaper scanned images. And then that became a solved problem, because the AI became as good as a human at deciphering those. And then in the last few years, we've seen these pictures of street scenes with, as you said, bicycles or pedestrian crossings, and it's cut up into squares. And you make you feel real stupid, because you don't know, is that bicycle wheel in that square or is it not? And if I click it, and the recognition now of those by the AI systems is close to 99%, but the recognition of you and me is still down at the 30 or 40%.
You do see websites that just ask you to click a button that says, I am not a robot. They're great. Why can't we have more of those? Do they work?
Yeah, well, there's two reasons why those have appeared. One is it's because we feel real stupid by not being able to click the boxes for pedestrian crossings and so on. And also, we now have enough of that training data that we can reliably recognise pedestrian crossings and bridges and bicycles and prams and all those kind of things. So we're looking at a CAPTCHA which can determine the difference between human and robot, which is something we're not too, that doesn't make us feel stupid. And the checkbox is the most recent one. It's currently the most popular one. Basically, what pops up is a window with a checkbox in it, and you have to guide your mouse to that. And the difference between a human doing it and a bot doing it is that when we move our mouse from one place on the screen to the next, we do it like an airplane landing. We don't do a straight line. We do a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, more, a little bit to the left, a little bit more to the left. So we have a squiggly route. And in that pathway of our mouse, which goes back to the CAPTCHA, that reveals that we're human. The other thing that these checkboxes do is that they also look at your browsing history. So they look at the mouse movement, which is not a dead straight line, and they look at your browsing history for the last number of websites that you've looked at. And it is that reveals that you're a human.
And we've given them permission to do that, have we?
Yeah. When you load that, this is part of the stuff that's gathered. This is part of your digital footprint and my digital footprint and everyone else who clicks those privacy acceptance terms and conditions when you go to a website. Mm-hmm. They can track your mouse movement and they can track your browsing history. And that reveals you're human rather than bot.
Okay, so that answers the question that people tend to ask, you know, is my phone listening to me? No, it's not. You've told the websites everything that they need to know. They don't need to listen to you. How quickly then is AI likely to catch up with that method you've just described, clicking on the box that says you're not a robot?
I think that this is a cold war between AI and people that is actually going to end, because the browser will reveal that you're human and we will no longer be needed to do that mouse movement. So I would see that the end of captures is probably a couple of years down the road.
Mm-hmm. We won't need them anymore.
After that, no, just our browser history alone will be enough to reveal that we're human, not bot.
Right, and we'll all be convinced to give permission to allow your browser history to be known because we don't want to be delayed in getting to the website that we want to get to.
That's the Faustian pact. That's the deal with the devil that we do when we sign up for these free services.
Certainly is. Alan, always good to talk to you. Alan Smeaton, Professor of Computing at DCU.